The murder trial of Boston Marathon bombing suspect Johar Tsarnaev began wrapping up today. He will likely be found guilty. The defense is not denying his involvement. But the defense and the prosecution spent the day arguing over whether he was fully responsible for his actions. And that could mean life or death for the accused. Reporter Bill Marcus was in court today, and he joins me now from Boston. Bill, what did the prosecution do to convince the jury that Tsarnaev should be held fully responsible?
They outlined his actions, and they showed that Tsarnaev took these actions on his own. They showed him as a lone wolf who was motivated by jihad. They showed him as callous after the murders from the marathon bombing. Walked over to Whole Foods and he didn't find the milk that he wanted. He walked up and down the aisle. He was back looking at jihadi material on his computer, quoting an expert witness. And so they painted Johar Tsarnaev as duplicitous and two-faced, someone who has two sides, one side that he would never show the world. And he was careful, like just like Inspire magazine taught him to be, not to show what he really had that he was planning. The prosecution said that he worked with his brothers in planning the crime. They said, quote, "It's clear that the defendant and his brother were partners." They tried to speak to his mindset at the time. They tried to show that he was sneaky and suspicious. And that's what you do, the prosecutor said, when you lead a double life.
In the face of that sort of description, what did the defense then do to try to paint a different picture?
Well, they also said that Johar Tsarnaev was two people, but their two people had Johar Tsarnaev as an adolescent and a teenager and did teenager-type things. This was Judy Clark speaking for the defense. She said that Johar followed the hijacked vehicle, also that he was not in tandem with his brother, but that basically the brother was leading him, painting him as a person capable of love, while the prosecution paints him as a monster, ripping off the legs of a child who's clandestine, two-faced coward who plans jihadi attacks and runs away. The picture's totally different. The defense saying the bomb-making instructions were on Tamerlan's computer. The Tamerlan bought the Rally Monster truck used to detonate the bombs, the remote control, that he bought the BBs that were loaded into the pressure cookers.
So, Bill, it's now in the hands of the jury. What happens next?
Well, there are 30 counts, and 17 of them carry the death penalty. So if the jury finds him guilty of any of those 17 counts that carry the death penalty, and it's highly likely that they will find him guilty of many of them, then the trial moves on to its second phase. The same jurors sit and determine whether or not Johar Tsarnaev should face a sentence of life in prison or the death penalty.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
Freelance reporter Bill Marcus in Boston tonight.